Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible, real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." We'll be going home when Jesus steps out. I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible, real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father saying, "Son, go get my children." We'll be going home when Jesus steps out.
Very good evening to our listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. The program is Issues of Life. This is Eben, and I'll be with you from now till 10 p.m. when we will bring the program to a close. This is a weekly program that comes every Saturday and from 8 to 10 p.m. And tonight, also, Brother Yah will be joining from afar. He's still at Takwa, so he'll be joining by phone tonight as well. I'll be going through some of the news in the course of the week, things happening in the world, and relative to what the Bible says, to let us understand the things happening and how things are shaping up. And, you know, a lot is happening so fast. A lot is really happening very, very fast. And I believe this is the time Christians have to wake up spiritually. And this is the time people should be very interested in growing in the word of God. And these are the times to really know God for yourself the more. Because deception is also on the ascendancy. Of course, I mean, the Bible prophesied it. Jesus said it. Take heed, no one deceives you. And, you know, Paul also warned about it. You know, we are living in times where the Bible is becoming more real and more practical, as it were, because you read the things in the Bible and now you are seeing it, and you read the things and now you have to really live it. And that is the sense of we getting to know the Word of God more is very, very critical for us, because we'll get to the point where, or we are gradually getting to the point where there's going to be famine of the Word of God, where you'll be looking for the Word of God, the truth, and you'll not find it. It's going to be scarce. Sometimes we struggle to link up what the Bible, some of these things, to how can it be. You know, recently I was having a chat with a pastor friend, and we were talking about the fact that we had one weekend on a Saturday, normal Saturday. Sunday came, the president came to talk. Effective the next day, schools were closed. You know, people were not prepared for it. Just suddenly, a massive change came. You know, so sometimes we can just be taken by a storm, by a surprise, and something just changes. And especially as we find ourselves in times where things are moving very fast, we have to be very careful, as it's very important to know God. It's very, very important now to know God for yourself. And I believe, well, gradually as people get serious and get deeper into the Word of God, they would understand the times we live in. And that's my prayer, that people would understand the times we live in. You know, sometimes, even it's unfortunate, but sometimes some unbelievers are even more aware of the times we live in than even some Christians. Ideally, it shouldn't be so, but well, sometimes that's how it is. And then, you know, let's get into some of the news for the week. Tomorrow, 21st June, Luciferians in the USA are having a march, and the purpose for the march is for the one world government to be established in the world. They've had different adverts on Facebook and elsewhere and all, and interestingly, in one of the adverts I saw, they even went ahead to mention the book of Revelation. You know, Satanists are quoting the book of Revelation, that it's time for the one world government to be established in the world. And you know, they didn't choose any day than 21st June, and tomorrow there is an eclipse, and you know, solar eclipse to that effect. And you know, these signs in the heavenlies and all are symbols in the occult realm. Why didn't they do it today? Why did they do it on Monday? But they chose a day which is going to have this solar eclipse, the one that has the ring, outer ring around the moon. And you know, it should tell us something. It should tell us that, you see, when you talk of this one world government thing, these are not conspiracy theories. These are real things. The UN itself has a website regarding these things, talking about it. It's not a hidden thing. It's open in plain view for those who want to see, and those who want to understand. But you see, when you have Satanists calling for it, it should tell us that this should not have, a Christian should not have anything to do with it, because we cannot be on the same side. So these are the things to give us the alert that the times we are going in, there's one world systems and all that, it's not something that Christians can belong to. No. And these are the things that are going to bring the persecution against Christians in the times ahead soon. Yeah. Rumors of wars. We have China, India, North Korea, South Korea, Israel, Turkey, all beating the war drums in one way or the other this week. India, let me start with this one first, and then I get to the war drums once. India fights another disease threat as nations, food supply is devastated by locusts. And, you know, this locust invasion in parts of East Africa and parts of Asia and Middle East is getting worrying. Then, of 20 soldiers die in West China clash in 53 years. And this is China and India. 20 Indian soldiers, including a colonel, were killed and several others grievously injured in a violent physical skirmish with Chinese troops in the Gawan Valley region of Eastern Ladakh on Monday. And because of that, the next news says India moves warships and fighter jets into striking distance of China. Wars of wars and rumors of wars. I mean, it's just... Then the next one we have... the next one says Pakistan attacks... Pakistan army launched an unprovoked attack on India, an intense gunfire on the border. And the Pakistani army has reportedly violated ceasefire as border tensions with India intensify. You know, this week, I don't know, but it looks like the war drums were really being beaten hard this week. We have Royal Navy face off. Spanish warship sparks chaos in UK waters during military exercise. Briefly, a Spanish warship sparked chaos when it traveled into British waters while the Royal Navy training exercise was taking place. You know, and in France, we have French city looks like war zone as critics claim Macron is hardly mentioning it. Armed police have flooded a suburb of Rialto-torn French city after scores settling between rival gangs sparked four nights of ferocious street violence. Witnesses said the streets of Dijon resembled a war zone and expressed surprise the riots had barely been mentioned in the capital, Paris. The trouble erupted last Friday when 100 Chechen youths from across France descended on the Dijon suburb of Grasselles to avenge an attack on a 16-year-old Chechen youth earlier in the week. Some reports suggest the thugs had traveled from as far as Belgium and Germany to join the rampage and the cars that were burnt. And that is one thing I marvel as to when there are riots. Innocent people whose cars are parked, just, you know, you just touch the cars and then, you know, it's as if destroying someone's car solves a problem. It's one thing I really, really can't understand. You know, during the U.S. riots 2-3 weeks ago, and I saw one video, you know, some of the boys, you know, the black guys, Americans, they, you know, went into this Mercedes-Benz dealership and new Mercedes-Benz which have been parked in the dealership, they were just destroying them. And so you ask yourself, it's like, what really goes through the minds of people who do such a thing? You know, but it tells you the spirit of lawlessness. And because all these people, had they been Christians with the spirit of Christ in them, I mean, they won't do this. So it tells you the level of evil and wickedness that this generation is experiencing. Iran carries out explosive war games in warning to the West. This headline says, World War III fears, this article goes on to say, World War III fears have escalated after Iran naval forces test domestically built cruise missiles during military drills in the Gulf of Oman. The Iranian Navy has completed a test fire of short and long-range missiles strikes from the coastline and from warships in the Gulf, according to Iranian Tasnim News Agency. Then to Australia. Australia under attack as Prime Minister warns the world of mysterious enemy. This is cyber warfare. So, Australia is under attack by a sophisticated state-based cyber actor Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced. He said the cyber attacks were largely a range of sectors, including all levels of government. They have been happening for many months, but the frequency has been increasing, he added. Mr. Morrison did not name the state actor, but said there are not a large number of countries which could be behind the attacks. And an Australian government source claimed that China is the main suspect. And because in recent times, China got offended when Australia was putting the blame on the coronavirus, on them, their irresponsibility, and China got offended to that extent. So it will not be surprising they are stepping this up. And even this week, US, one of the days, they had a serious cyber attack on a lot of the networks in one of the nights, and some were down, some of the networks were down, you know. And, you know, the warfare is not just the planes and the warships and the missiles, but these days there's a lot of warfare going on in the cyber world as well. Constantly, Iran, North Korea, China, you know, Palestinian, Russian hackers, they are always on the US systems. And it's serious sometimes, you know. Okay, we have Turkey threatens to unite all Muslim countries against Israel. Israel's plan to extend its sovereignty to the Jordan Valley and parts of Judea and Samaria will destroy all hopes for lasting peace in the Middle East, Turkey's top diplomat said on Wednesday. And, you know, if the occupying power, that's Israel, crosses the red line, we, the Muslim countries, must show that this will have consequences, the Turkish foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said during a special meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Executive Committee, according to the Turkish Anadolu Agency. You know, and Israel is really bent on extending. You know, but sometimes you hear some of these names, Samaria, Judea, and if you Bible is clear that, oh, how can this, how can Israel not have sovereignty over these places? You know, but the world is trying to say that no, it doesn't belong to them. They can't have extended land in these places. And that's what sometimes, you know, I've seen in previous videos in times past where some of the ambassadors to UN who hold the Bible and say that our history starts in the, from the Bible. I mean, the Bible is clear. I mean, on history, how many years, right from Abraham down to now. And, but, you know, that's it. The world doesn't want to see anything about God at the UN level. North Korea just blew up South Korea's liaison office. And this is one of the big ones that happened this week. South Korea said Tuesday that North Korea's military demolished an inter-Korean liaison office building just north of the 10th Korean border, only days after the Hermit Kingdom threatened a tragic scene at the site. The building, located in North Korea border town of Kaesong, was destroyed at 2:49 p.m. local time, South Korea's Unification Ministry said. You know, and South Korea, North Korea suddenly has, you know, they've gone rogue again, and they are very, very unpredictable. And now, just like Kim's sister is really coming into the limelight and been making some moves these days as well. And it's like the whole family, they are all not correct, I mean, as it were, because it's just ridiculous how they behave. But it's all part of the tension in the world, you know. This one has beaten me, this one has kicked me, this one has slapped me, this one has, you know, biting trouble all over the place. Then religious persecution is engulfing the world. Believers in many countries face severe challenges, according to the State Department's annual report on international religious freedom, released last week. Religious freedom conditions in China, Nigeria, Pakistan, Iran, and many other countries fail to meet basic international human rights standards. This led Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State of the U.S., to decry the, quote, great darkness over parts of the world where people of faith are persecuted or denied the right to worship, unquote. This dire report comes on the heels of a historic directive issued by the Trump administration to advance religious freedoms standing in the U.S. foreign policy. The State Department's latest report points to China as a global leader in religious freedom violations. And goes on and on in Africa. Talks of the report also recognized mounting interreligious violence in Africa. The last year saw Muslim Fulani militants commit many violent attacks on Christians. The terrorist groups Boko Haram and the Islamic State West Africa province, ISWAP, brutally attacked both Christians and Muslims in large numbers. A surge in violent attacks has occurred in recent months. And, you know, all these are things which the Bible talked about. Will be hated, will be persecuted, and it's happening against Christians. Then, Turkish-backed militants persecuting Christians and Yazidis after U.S. troop pull back. A religious freedom scholar told the United States top religious freedom panel that the U.S. troop pull back in northeastern Syria has created a vacuum that has allowed Turkish forces and affiliated opposition groups to carry out war crimes against Christians and other religious minorities. Then we go to Burkina Faso, just up here in Africa, in Ghana. There's our neighbors here. Gunmen kill 58 in attacks aimed at Christians in Burkina Faso. Gunmen killed 58, mostly Christians, in three separate attacks in the West African nation of Burkina Faso last month. The TRT World reported that a security source blamed groups with ties to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. The attacks took place in Lorium, and then Compiègne, and then San Mantenga, within 24 hours of each other on May 30th and 31st. A local source spoke to a survivor who said the gunmen targeted Christians and humanitarian relief workers who were taking food to a camp of displaced people, according to the Christian ministry, the Barnabas Fund. Okay, this one is quite irritating. I know when I was listening online, and it's going to really, really cringe over there. Michael Jackson's daughter to portray Jesus as a lesbian woman in new controversial film. Several petitions by Christian organizations are urging for the cancellation of a controversial film that blasphemes Jesus Christ. CBN News reported that the independent movie called Habits will feature 22-year-old Paris Jackson, the daughter of the late king of pop Michael Jackson. Jackson, who is bisexual in real life, will be playing Jesus, who is being portrayed as a lesbian who indulges in carnality with another woman. E! Online stated, "The Habit follows a party girl with a Jesus fetish who gets mixed up in a violent drug deal and finds a possible way out by masquerading as a nun." Jackson's physical portrayal of Jesus also features a nose ring, tousled waves, and a traditional robe. While the film has no official release date, a petition was made in order to stop the film's release by Movie Guide, a non-profit that seeks to restore Christian values in the movie, in the entertainment industry. And the campaign is on to stop this movie from being released. Then to New Jersey in the U.S., new sex education teaches New Jersey minors, that's minor children, like young, New Jersey minors about sodomy and how to consent to it. The new standards for sex education in public schools of New Jersey push homosexuality and gender ideology, as well as abortion and contraception. Children are taught about giving consent and how to decide whether and when to engage in sexual behaviors, such as oral and anal sex. Abortion giant Planned Parenthood was one of the organizations that had worked with the state's Department of Education to prepare the new standards. quote, modeled on the National Sexuality Education Standards, the gold standard for sex education. So this one is called gold standard. Interesting. The gold standard for sex education, the new guidelines and educational requirements feature an updated, more comprehensive curriculum. Hey. Comprehensive curriculum that includes expanded content topics, including LGBTQ identities and consent. This was according to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund of New Jersey in a press release. Then to Ghana, a new law, the restriction law that was passed regarding the coronavirus has been amended this week. Failing to wear face mask can land you up to 10 years in prison or 60,000 Ghana cedis in fine. As for this one, henceforth, people who fail to wear face mask in public would be committing an offense that carries a prison sentence of 4 to 10 years or a fine of 12,000 to 60,000 or both. Hey, this was contained in the new executive instrument, EI 164. Signed by the President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo on June 15, 2020, as part of measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus disease. And let me quote this portion of the law. It says, a person shall wear a face mask, face shield, or any other face covering that covers his or her nose and mouth completely when that person is in a public place or leaving or returning to his or her place of abode, unquote. This is the law for the next 3 months, and violation may get you paying between $12,000 Ghana cedis to $60,000 and or plus 4 to 10 years in jail. And this is the update for the EI 164. Interesting. I sent it to a friend, a pastor friend, and his response was, this law has been designed for the future. Though it's been designed as now, but it's been designed with the future in mind. And it's true. You know, sometimes it's difficult to link what is happening to what is coming. But you see, it's just like, you know, a movie. When you watch the end of a movie and then now later you are watching the movie from the beginning, every scene that you see or every part of the movie that you see, you are able to relate it to the end because you've seen the end already. So all that is leading towards the end, you can see and know and understand what is happening. It's the same as the times we live in. The Bible has given us the end game, how the end is going to look like. And by the grace of God, God is also allowing his prophets to also warn about these things, showing people in dreams and visions what is also coming and how the end is going to be like regarding Christians. I mean, how Christians are going to be persecuted and all. So when you have that in mind and you see a law like this, then you can appreciate and understand how it is possible when that time comes. Because if nose mask, which they sell for 3 cedis or whatever cedis, 3 cedis, 2 cedis, 4 cedis, 5 cedis, if not putting this on can let you be in prison for 4 to 10 years or pay 12,000 Ghana cedis to 60,000 Ghana cedis, then when we get to the point when they say the vaccine is mandatory, failure to take it will also attract same thing, then we understand that these things are very possible. We are living in very interesting times. You know, the way things are unfolding, if you just look at it from the normal social view and the normal physical side of things, the social aspects, I mean, just normal public health and all that, It may be difficult to be able to link what is coming to the reality now. But we are not in ordinary times, physically, yes, and spiritually, even more so, because things are really shaping up behind the scenes very, very fast. And those who understand understand. Those who don't understand too seem to be oblivious of what is coming. They just live as if nothing is coming, nothing is in the pipeline. But it's my prayer and it's my hope that we would rise up and be alert spiritually. We'll rise up and be serious spiritually, because if we are not going to be serious now, when are we going to be serious spiritually? When? If these are not the times that you are praying more, when are you going to pray more? If these are not the times you are studying your Bible more, spending more time in the Bible, when are you going to spend more time in the Word of God? You know, it's unfortunate that in times like these, people still find time and make time for entertainment. You know, endless entertainment. You know, the football season has resumed and I see people are happy, Christians are happy, and I feel sad for such, because you see, if people had an idea of the times we are in, things like entertainment shouldn't be something to even waste your time on. No, not at all. I mean, these are not the time to waste time on football. These are not the time to waste time watching movies, upon movies, Netflix, today's changing channels, and, you know, series one after the other. And you know, you see, we should be awakened by what is happening. Unfortunately, many are still in slumber. Many are still in slumber. Because, you see, that is the power of deception in the first place. So when you are deceived, you think all is well. But in reality, all is not well. And had people been spending their time more profitably in the Word of God and in prayer, perhaps they would understand the times we are in. Perhaps if people were praying more and waiting on the Lord, perhaps they would hear the voice of God explaining things to them more, and they would appreciate what is happening. And it's not too late to, you know, cut off. You see, if we don't cut off some things in our lives now, these same things will weigh us down. You know, it's just like you are traveling, you know, airport, you are checking in at the airport. I've been at the airport and seen people, I mean, who have to leave things behind. Not that the thing, they don't like the things, but they overweight, and you know, the extra charge per kilo or whatever is just ridiculous. So they just have to leave some things behind, and it happens all the time. I mean, I remember years back I traveled, and when I was coming, I packed my things and I went to visit my brother. Then and he finished, packed everything. Okay, let's put it on the scale. Put it on the scale, and it's like, you've crossed the, I think that was 20 kilos. I mean, it's like you've crossed the 20 kilos. So I have to open the bag and remove some things. And it's like, you know, you are removing the things, but it pains you. You wish you bring everything to Ghana, but you have to remove this, you have to remove that, so that you can hit the 20 kilo limit. And you see, a time comes where you have to trim some things off your life if you really want to make the mark. We have to cut some things off our lives if we really are serious about this Christian journey. Else, excess baggage will weigh us down. And for some, the excess baggage is bad company, bad friends. There are some people, the friends that you have, if you don't cut them off, forget about going to heaven. You will not go to heaven. You can't go to heaven so far as you have those friends. Either they change to be Christians, or if not so, then forget it, because they will continue to influence you indirectly, negatively. So if you really want to make it to heaven and really succeed in this Christian race, then either you are converting them to be in the Lord, but if you are going to keep on the way things are, you know they are influencing you negatively. You know it. You know. So if you continue this way, then they will drag you backwards all the time. There are some people, the phone that they hold is what is weighing them down. It has become a god in their lives. For some, the TV is their god in their lives. For some, the internet. For some, you know, various things. You see, you should know yourself and the weight that is what is weighing you down in the Christian race. And if something is weighing you down, then the wisest thing is either you eliminate the thing or you find a way of overcoming it. But it sometimes it makes no sense to overcome some, like to carry along and say you manage it. No, dropping it off is becomes a wiser option. Yeah, because if we don't drop things, some things off our lives, we'll struggle and struggle and struggle, and eventually it can affect us. Because, you know, I like the way Paul spoke about, you know, wits, and these are things we should learn from. You see, because if we don't pay attention to the wits, a wit, you know, not necessarily a sin, but it's affecting you. You see, Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." You see, so the weight is not a sin. And then it says, "And the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So there is a weight which is not a sin, but it is affecting you because it is just delaying you in the race. You know, I liken it to, you know, Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world so far, and they say you come and stand stadium, you are running with him 100 meters. Automatically, you know that you are no match. But then when they put a 50-kilo bag of cement on Usain Bolt's head, that he should run 100 meters with you, he carrying 50 kilos of cement, but you carrying nothing, just dressed for athletic race, automatically you win, because that extra weight of 50 kilos on him, there is no way he can perform his magic with 50 kilos extra weight. And that's how it is. I mean, with weights on us, you may finish the race, but sometimes you may not even finish, because you get so tired that you drop off. And why struggle? You struggle, and you see, some struggles are unnecessary. So just throw away the unnecessary weights and then focus and run well. Over the years, Adidas, Nike, all these sporting gear companies, they've managed to reduce the weight of sports gears to the point where, you know, the materials they use for the singlet or whatever, shorts and thing, the jerseys, they've lightened it to the point so that it's so light so that it doesn't add the weight on the athletes. The shoes, the footwears, the one they use, the sprinters, they will use for the athletics, the running and all, they've reduced, some are so light that when you wear it, you don't even feel you are wearing anything. So it enhances your performance. And they've done research. They spend money on research upon research. Nike, I think, released the footwear last year or last 2 years, to the point where IAF was even saying that no, they won't allow some athletes to wear it, because for those who, once you wear it, your performance is enhanced. So it becomes unfair to those who are not wearing it in that same race. But you see, just to let you understand how performance is enhanced when you are lighter. So the lighter you are, the better your chances of doing well in a race. And that's exactly what Paul was saying in Hebrews 12:1. The weight on a lot of Christians, we should shed that weight off. We should. Because if we don't shed it, you see, when you are getting to a tougher race, you ensure that you do your best. It's the same way. Where the world is headed now, you don't need to be a prophet to see that things are not where we are headed. You don't need to be a prophet. So why don't you rather strategize now to be able to focus and do well in the times ahead? Because we are really getting into rough seasons ahead. And your preparation now is going to directly enhance how you perform in those times. If you are not investing into prayer now, it may affect you when things become more difficult. If you are not investing in the word of God now, it will affect you in the times ahead. If you are not investing in hearing God, you see, one of the things we should now seek as Christians is to know God and hear his voice. Hearing his voice is a major part of it, because Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." So if you're a Christian and you can't hear God talking to you, then there's something wrong. But we are getting to the point where it's going to be critical to hear God talking to you. Do this, don't do this, go here, don't go here. Because if you don't, you are just walking blindly as a Christian, then you run into danger. And that's the reason why we should renew our minds and stay focused. The program is Issues of Life. I'll be back after this song, and then there's this interesting file I'll play, and then we move on from there.
And when the Son of Man comes, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit on his glorious throne, and he shall divide the nations before him, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall put the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. And he shall say to the sheep, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was sick, and I was in prison, and you came to me. Thank you. Enter into your rest. Shall answer him. Yes, they shall answer him. And they'll say, Lord, when were you hungry, Lord, and we gave you something to eat? Lord, when were you thirsty? Can't remember. And we gave you drink. When were you naked, Lord, and we clothed you? Or Lord, when were you a stranger and we invited you in? I mean, we invited lots of people in. But Lord, I'd never forget that face. Or Lord, when were you sick and we visited you? Or in prison and we came to you? Lord, tell us. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. Oh yes. Inasmuch as you've done it to the very least of my brethren, oh, you've done it. You've done it unto me. Enter into your rest. Then he shall turn to those on his left, the goats. Depart from me, you cursed ones, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was naked, out in the cold, in exposure, and you sent me away. I was a stranger and I knocked at your door. but you didn't open. You told me to go away. I was sick, wrapped in pain upon my bed, and I begged and prayed and pleaded that you'd come, but you didn't. I was in prison, and I rotted there. I prayed that you'd come. I heard your programs on the radio and read your magazines, but you never came. Depart from me, Lord. There must be some mistake. When? Lord, when? I mean, when were you hungry, Lord? And we didn't give you something to eat. I mean, Lord, when were you thirsty and we didn't give you a drink? I mean, that's not fair. Well, would you like something now? One of the angels want to go out and get the Lord a hamburger and a Coke? Yeah. Oh, you're not hungry. Yeah, I lost my appetite too. Lord, when were you naked? I mean, that's not fair either, Lord. We didn't even know what size you wear. Well, Lord, when were you a stranger, Lord? You weren't one of those creepy people that used to come to the door, were you? Oh, Lord, that wasn't our ministry, Lord. We just didn't feel led, you know? Well, Lord, Lord, when were you sick? What did you have anyway? Well, at least it wasn't fatal. Oh, it was? Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I would have sent you a card. Lord, just one last thing we want to know. When were you in prison, Lord? Well, what were you in for anyway? I had a friend in Leavenworth. Enough! Inasmuch as you've not done it for the least of my brethren, you've not done it unto me. Inasmuch as you've not done it to the least of my brethren, you've not done it unto me. Depart from me. And these shall go away into everlasting fire, but the righteous into eternal life. And my friends, the only difference between the sheep and the goats, according to this scripture, is what they did and didn't do.
Next. Okay. Have you ever told a lie?
No, I never lie.
Never?
Well, there was this once.
Next. Have you ever stolen anything?
Well.
Next. Have you ever had adulterous thoughts?
Yeah, lots of times.
Hang on a second. I think the door is stuck. Could you jump up and down a couple times?
Okay.
Let's try this again. Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Lots of times, before I became a Christian.
You trusted Jesus Christ to pay for your sins?
Yeah.
Mister, your penalty's already been paid. You're in the wrong line.
Oh, sorry.
Next!
I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior also.
Liar.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com.
First, the Antichrist will come second, then the rapture will be taught. First thing is a falling away. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know why all this rise of false pastors, false prophets, and fake believers everywhere, that's what is going on now. Is the prayer route to the rise of the beast. Because when the beast comes, people have to agree with him, especially Christians, he's not going to gain global power without their support. There has to be pastors, there has to be popes and bishops that must give him the backing. Without that, it's not going to happen. Preserve the knowledge of Christ. This is the time. Get to know him for yourself. And get, if you have not gone through discipleship or not, this is the time. Days are coming. You'll be looking for church. You can't have this opportunity again. The way the church will exit is the way Israel exited Egypt. They were in Egypt when all the plagues, you know, all those 10 plagues, even till the last one. But God protected them in the midst of it all. And after all of that, God removed these people out of Egypt and sent them to the promised land. That's how it's going to happen again. Now that we have the time, my friends, rise up now and begin to preach the gospel. Now we still have the time. Days are coming. You can't hold service. You can't. Now you can do crusades. Rise up and do it. Now you can plant church. Rise up and plant it. Now you can start a cell. Start doing it. Better make sure that your life counts. Now that it's still free, you still have the freedom. You must learn to practice God's presence. Those days are coming. We've been taking pastors for granted, church service for granted. Hey. You're going to have to be your own pastor. You're going to have to pastor your children. Let me talk to us today. Every one of you should go and study the Chinese church. What happened during the communist era? Christianity, there were about 800,000 Christians when the communist revolution, Chairman Mao led the communist revolution. And there were 10,000 missionaries. They were all sent out of China. All the pastors were arrested. Somebody like Watchman Nee stayed and died in prison. One of the most prominent Chinese preachers of that time. They sacked all the missionaries, arrested all the pastors, seized all the church buildings. Not a single church building was left. Stopped any form of broadcast on TV or on any form of technology. And they started hunting Bibles. He didn't want any Bible of any type in the whole of China. The Western missionaries from America, from Britain, all cried. They were praying for China. They said the church, because a young church, he will die. Who told you? Church does not die because of persecution. I said fire does not destroy gold. It only purifies it. When China finally opened up to the world again, after 30 years, do you know what they found? That less than 1 million believers, 800,000, has grown to about 150 million. Now, go, what I'm saying. The Christians, I mean evangelical born-again Christians in China, are more than all the people in the Communist Party. The Communist Party has about 90 million people. The church grew when it went on the ground. The church grew when they remove all the pastors. The church grew when they remove all the church building. The church grew when they stopped crusade. The church grew when they stopped preaching on TV. The church grew when they removed. Of course, what the missionaries now, the Western churches did, is to make sure they found a way to smuggle Bible. And they caught some of the smugglers. Now, watch. When communism fell, they found out that the church that was not up to 1 million, 800 and something, has grown to over 150 million. What happened? It was when believers discovered that we are all ministers, we are all priests. Every family becomes church, and that's when it grew. So if you're talking about Great Tribulation, the Chinese people have experienced it, the early church has experienced it, Christians are experiencing it in the Middle East. One of the fastest growing church now is happening in Iran. One of the strategies for the end time church going forward is to return back to discipleship and to return back to small groups. And all of you that are listening to me, start your own cell. That is the way forward. These large congregations and worship services, this thing has shaken it up now. This lockdown, something more serious is on the horizon. Make sure you are a functional priest, that you know God. Start reading your Bible. People don't study their Bible anymore. They only come on Sunday, open their mouth for pastors to feed them. Now, when the pastor is saying something wrong, you can't tell. What will happen? He said, test. I'm reading it. This Amplified Bible. to refine, to purify, and to make those among God's people white, even to the time of the end, because he's here for an appointed time. So apart from the separation, to remove false believers, is also to prepare us for the rapture. And that's why I tell, if you remain a lukewarm Christian, what will wake you up is coming. You better not wait for that. Now we have the time. Let's take advantage of it to reach the world for Christ, to reach our communities, to reach our cities, to make sure that our family members are in the ark before the flood starts, to make sure that we reach everybody. Now we have technology, the freedom to do everything. Let's utilize it. Now we have the chance. Let's live for God and live for Christ and be completely sold out to him.
I think for those who have been listening to this program, the things he's saying, we've been saying it here. And that's the truth, the hard truth people don't want to hear. Today, a friend showed me this video and I said, oh, I just like what he's saying. You know, I've talked about, we've been saying this Chinese Christian thing for some time, even those, the book Heavenly Man, I sent it to those who wanted it, the Heavenly Man. If you still want it, you can send me a WhatsApp, hello or hi, and I'll forward it to you. You know, when you read that book, you'd understand all that he was saying, the Chinese church. And I've been saying it all the time, or not all the time, but I've been saying it on this program that we should learn from the Chinese church if we really want to do well in the difficult times that are ahead of us. You know, it's unfortunate that the Western church, which we are part of, as it were, I mean, because European, American Christianity that we follow, we live as if difficult and hard times, we are not part of it, we are exempted. So it's for some countries, it's for the Eastern Bloc, you know, China, North Korea, Iran, Eritrea, they are the ones who can face persecution. But we in the West, we, the Dadaba Christianity, we are not part of it. We are refined and, you know, we are the ones that God loves. So nothing bad can happen to us. It's one of the deceptions that is amazingly been accepted. You see, and it's also the reason why the, you know, if you go in the Eastern, in the Chinese church, they don't preach, I mean, this pray trip and pray. No. Because they are being persecuted already. So what again? What do you want to talk about? They are being persecuted, but because we have had a comfortable Christian life, that's why we've been preaching and telling ourselves that no persecution is coming. So we'll go before anything like that happens. You see, if we don't renew our minds and get back to the Bible and build ourselves for the times ahead, we'll get there, and those who are not prepared will look back and say that no, they are leaving the faith, because this is not what they subscribe to join. This is not the Christianity they joined. But elsewhere, in China and all those places, they are told that this is the Christianity you are joining. It's a difficult thing. You have to face difficult times. And so they are toughened, they are tough right from the beginning. That's why they're able to endure. If you read the book, The Heavenly Man, you would really understand and see how these things work out there. And these are test cases for us to learn something from. Because that's the reality. The word of God is clear about these things. I mean, let me quickly read this before y'all come and join soon. You know, where is... Okay. Let me quickly read some of the things that Jesus said. And we read it and we still think that no, it won't happen to us. It doesn't affect us. You know, Matthew 24, verse 9. It says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It goes on, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. He's talking to Christians here. Christians. And by the way, this time, what he's saying here, the rapture has not happened though. Matthew 24, verse 9, the rapture has not happened. Verse 10, and then shall they, And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. All this while, the rapture has not happened. And this is what we've been saying that is coming. This warnings that Jesus gave. 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. If it was going to be an easy journey in the times before he comes, would he use the word endure? You endure difficult things. You don't endure easy life. You don't endure a calm life. You don't endure a happy life. You endure difficult things. You endure persecution. You endure tribulation. You endure temptations and trials and all that. So the word endure, to endure means the times will not be an easy time. And these are the words of Jesus. And then he says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So he says we'll be hated of all nations, we'll be persecuted and all, and yet still we are telling ourselves that no, it doesn't apply to us. We'll go before he comes. And he says this will happen before he comes. We say no, we will not be persecuted. So what about the Christians in China and all those places who are being persecuted now, 2020, people are being persecuted. You heard the news, Burkina Faso, late last month, 30th, 31st, whatever, last month, people were killed there, Christians. So what about those Christians? Are they not part of what Jesus is saying here? So let's get back to the Bible. Let's get back to the Bible and let the Holy Spirit direct us so that we can be ready and prepare for what is coming. If you still doubt that the church is going into difficult times, look at what we have now. In some countries, the government says they won't open the church and you can't do anything to them. Yeah, they've given one hour window, a state-controlled system, 1 hour. They tell you don't lay hands and don't do this, don't do that, don't state-controlled. If tomorrow they say they are shutting down again, what can you do? You see, so the church is beginning to face these things in a very subtle way. So if you are not very careful, you won't see that it is persecution that is coming upon the church. Yes, you won't see it, but that is the reality. Next, eventually, this whole thing, they will be dragging it up and up and down because they are pushing for a vaccine to come. The WHO and all those, they want a vaccine to come at all costs for everybody to be given a vaccine. Then when we get to that point, some will rise and say that no, we shouldn't take it. Christians shouldn't take it. Because if you are going to take a vaccine and you have to go along, I mean, also to receive a digital ID as they've been proposing, then that means once you oppose it and already see a law, if nose mask, no nose mask, you are paying 12,000 or 4 years in imprisonment. What will happen if vaccination is compulsory? Won't the same thing or even a harsher punishment be meted for those who refuse it? And don't ever think that, oh, this thing cannot happen in Ghana. Already nose mask. See the harsh punishment for no nose mask. See, whoever thought that a thing like nose mask, if you don't put a nose mask on, if in January someone prophesied that in June 2020, if you don't put a nose mask on your nose and you walk in town, you'll be taken to court to pay 12,000 or go to prison for 4 years. People will say you're a false prophet. If someone has prophesied that in January this year, that June, this thing will happen, people will say, oh, no, it's not possible. Who thought it will happen? So these are things that should let us understand that what is ahead is possible, even in this country. Because if the president can sign that people who don't put on a nose mask can go to prison for 4 years if they can't pay the 12,000 Ghana cedis or even both, then it tells you that he can sign any other thing in the line of these things we are talking about. Because he's already said that it's his duty to protect us and he will do whatever is necessary to do that. So clearly, we should understand the times we are in. As Christians, let's be alert. Let's be alert. Because that's the reality. But unfortunately, people don't want to accept it. People don't want to accept it. And it's my prayer that we would wake up to the reality and the realization that we need to know the truth and we need to walk by the truth. I'll be back after this song, and then Brother Yao will join us soon. Where is the song?
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord, people need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, when will we realize?
All right, welcome back to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. This is Eben. Tonight I have a stranger passing by, Brother Malfo, missing in action for
about 8 months.
Wow,
it's not easy.
I see. Anyway, welcome tonight, and Brother Yao, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
How are things?
By the grace of God, Jesus, we're doing well. So, what about you, Jesus?
By His grace, please lower your tune in at your end. A little feedback. I believe you were listening to the program online there. You know, and you know, you listened to the file, the man that I played, talking about the Chinese church and all the things we've been saying here sometimes. And what are your comments before we proceed?
My brethren, we give glory to the one and only true living God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give glory unto Him. And you know, what the man said, I also just watched it tonight on Facebook. I saw it. And when I saw it, we thank Jesus, at least we've been talking about those things. Mm-hmm. That is what this program, Issues of Life, which happens every Saturday, we've been talking about this issue day in and day out when we come. Whenever we get the opportunity, we talk about it. And we thank God, it's not we only who are talking about it. This man also talked about it, and I know it's not just us. A lot of people will also be talking about it, maybe even some we don't know. So we give glory to Christ Jesus. This is what is ahead. Nothing can change the Bible. Nobody, no church, no man of God, no man of God, no politician will be able to change anything about what I've said.
Yeah.
So we as children of God who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, the best we can do is to just to read the Word of God, accept what the Word of God has said, live by what the Word of God is saying, mm-hmm. and by His grace we're going to get to eternity with our Lord and God Christ Jesus. So we are happy. One person has also said it. We're praying the other men and women of God from various places across the globe. We will all get to know this because we have one Spirit. Mm-hmm. There is only one Holy Spirit. There is only one Bible. So if we are interpreting the Bible differently, then it means we don't have the same Spirit. That is what we should know. So, until we all surround that to the Holy Spirit, His interpretation of His word, we will always get it wrong. And immediately you get interpretation of the word of God wrong, then it's going to be troublesome.
Yeah.
So, we tell people that they should continue the little we share. We have been saying this every day. A time is coming. This program will not be on air again.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just this program. All holiness programs worldwide, all programs that will educate children of God as to how to outwit or to overcome the Antichrist system worldwide, okay. is going to be stopped.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be stopped.
Sooner than later.
If the radio station says they are not going to stop this program, then the government in power, whoever government, they will stop the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And many of the radio stations will not want to stop because of one program, because of the Lazar cast. Mm-hmm. So for sure, those programs will be off. So this time that we have the opportunity, you know, God is just giving us the signals. These things which are happening, they are just signals that the Lord wants to give us. Red light to tell us this is what it's about in the future. But the most sad thing is that, you know, because we have a wrong doctrine, of rapture before great tribulation. Now, the men, the women of God who have that distinct, they are confused as to what is happening.
And actually, that's what I was coming
to. This is the basis. Mm-hmm. They are now confused.
Twisted.
Those who believe that it will be raptured before great tribulation and they have been teaching it. Now they are confused. So they don't know what to do. Until the Lord told me I should tell all men women of God, children of God, who believe that rapture will come before the great tribulation, that until they correct that doctrine, they can never make any meaningful understanding and explanation of what is happening. They will not be able to see. Yeah. They have been blinded by that wrong doctrine they have. Yeah. This is to all men and women of God who preaches that the church will be raptured before great tribulation. God is saying, I should tell you people, until you are ready to repent, to forsake it, to confess it and tell people that this thing I said, it is wrong. Now let's go back to the Bible. The Lord Jesus, I should tell you, you cannot make any meaningful decision. Because if you have lied, you said something contrary to the Bible, it's a lie. It is Antichrist. And if you said this to a lot of people, you need to use the same medium to tell them it was wrong. So that they will come back. Because a lot of people believe their pastors more than anybody. So if I am your pastor and I've said something and it is wrong now, I have seen, I don't have to keep quiet because of sin. I need to bring it out through the same medium for you to know what I said was wrong. Until they do this, I tell you, you know, they will take the mark of the beast. They will rather encourage their church members to take the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. Because when you make one mistake and you cover it, you continue to make more, continue to make more. It's like lying once.
Yeah.
When you lie once, for the rest of your life, you have to continue lying to prove to people the first lie was true, which is also not true. So when you lie once and you don't repent and confess it, it will become a perpetual lie.
Yeah.
It's the same way. When we made mistake, and it is truly rapture before great tribulation, we made mistake. I got born again into a holiness ministry, which is worldwide, and I wouldn't fear to mention a deeper like that where I got born again. It is one of the best churches I know in the world, and I recommend people, I direct people to deeper life. But the doctrine of great tribulation and rapture, deeper life Bible church, we got it wrong. And when I saw it, I decided to stand of the Bible. And you know, many of the holiness churches, when they come, they study from deeper life. So the same mistake we made in deeper life, the holiness churches, we are also making it. So it's about time we correct this immediately and fast. Because now you yourself, you know, it's like the other time, brethren, you were telling me a man of God in one of these big churches, Assemblies of God, was saying, if not that he was a theologian, he would say the great tribulation has happened. See, he sees the signs that no, these are signs of great tribulation. Mm-hmm. But still, he's still holding on that I'm a theologian. So you see what is happening.
Yeah.
So some of them have even seen it. And some of them, even God, have spoken to them through one or two means. But now they are thinking of, if I come back to correct it, what are people going to do?
Yeah.
But do you know the consequences of keeping quiet?
It's bad.
Do you want to lose all the suffering you suffered? Many of you have suffered very well for Christ. But will you want to lose it to the lake of fire just because of one mistake you made and you cannot correct it? For me, I prefer to correct every mistake I make here on earth and come and tell people, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. Mm-hmm. If after correcting it, people will not want to follow me, I have no problem. But at least I will save myself.
Yeah.
This is me, the kind of motto I have. We should correct ourselves now. Because the more you delay, the more the thing is becoming complex.
It's serious.
But if you should have repented yesterday, today, like people know it. Tomorrow, by 1 week, 2 weeks, former President Mahama said, Ghana for internal repression. Oh, yes. We will forget. When he comes, we will talk. The next minute, we've forgotten. So the men and the women of God who have preached that rapture before great tribulation, it is not so in the Bible. And by the grace of Jesus, I have done 10 series on the great tribulation and rapture. And they are available. I'll send it to a lot of people. If you want it, man of God, woman of God, just send me great tribulation series and I'll forward it. Don't add your name. Just send great tribulation series to me on WhatsApp. I will forward that. If you want English, tell me you want English. If you want key, tell me you want key. I will forward all the 10. Sit down with your Bible. Invite the presence of the Holy Spirit and listen to them. And if you see it is correct, correct yourself. And it is also correct. Write this number, 0204 200 444-0204-200-444. If we wanted to brag with what we know, we would have kept it to ourselves. But we are sharing it free. That is Christianity. Because God will do give one thing to you, give one thing to me. Because look at the book of Revelation, the seven churches. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ revealed himself to the seven churches differently.
Yeah.
So if you want to get the totality of Jesus, you have to go to church 1, church 2, church 3, church 4, church 5, church 6, church 7, and get all the revelation Jesus gave them. Then you'll get one complete God.
Yeah.
But now, sadly, church A has gotten this revelation. Instead of consulting the other churches to get the good revelation we have, we will not.
No.
We are holding on to our one. This one is holding on to this one. This one is holding on to this one. And that one will not work. The Lord is taking us back to the book of Acts Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
When the Pentecost day came, that is where the Lord is taking us back to. We're going there back. Where it started, if you go there.
Yeah.
And what the man said, let me tell you, my WhatsApp pictures and statues, one of them that the Lord made me to do is that Jesus Christ said in the midst of the Great Tribulation, it is going to produce the greatest evangelistic move ever in the world.
Yeah, the final revival. Yeah.
Final, greatest evangelistic move in the world. Read Matthew chapter 24.
Yeah.
From 9 to 13.
Yeah.
9 to 14. 9 to 13 makes us to understand we are going to be killed. People who hate others, we should endure to the end. Then the 14 says,
the gospel shall be preached in all the world.
Do you know why? Because we will be persecuted. Under normal circumstances, the cities and the villages that me and you, we wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Because of persecution, and we'll be running, we'll be going there. And as we go, we'll be preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened in Acts chapter 7 and chapter 8. When Saul, who later became Apostle Paul, started to persecute the church, the Bible said those that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
So Jesus uses great tribulation because Jesus said, go. And we say, no, we won't go. We are comfortable sitting at one place. Then he will bring persecution to scatter his people, to take the gospel to where he wanted the gospel to go.
Yeah.
This is what is inside the Bible. It is coming. And tonight, amen.
Yeah.
Tonight, I have titled what we're coming to teach, National Caution for Ghana. We're coming to caution the entire nation from A to Z. From A to Z. And brethren, you know people. Try and look for a lawyer in Ghana who you know really fear God. I'm not talking about church lawyers. I want a true lawyer who fears God. Because brethren, there are some things, you know, we know that nothing can stop the Antichrist system. Nothing can stop governments and others.
Yeah.
But at least we have to let them know that the sense they think they have, we have more. So we don't have to keep quiet. We're not going to fight them, but at least when Jesus was brought before the kings, the kind of things he said and the wisdom he revealed, they got to know that this man's wisdom is more than ours. So much as we know that there is nothing we can do about what is happening, but at least we have to get to them in some way. Even at that point, it will give us the opportunity to preach the word. So as somebody like Apostle Paul, they took him to this place. He said, no, I appeal to Caesar. I appeal to this.
Yeah.
I appeal to this. And in all those appeals, Caesar, he got the opportunity to preach the gospel to all of them.
Yeah.
So it is one of the strategies. First, everywhere that I will preach, I know I'm going to be dead. Matthew 12, 36, 37. Everywhere I'm going to be dead. Revelation 21, verse 8 says, all liars shall end in the lake of fire. Revelation 21, verse 8. All liars shall end in the lake of fire. Then in Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and 19. Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18 says, if you and me, we add to the word of God, all the place written in the word of God is going to be added unto me and you. And if we subtract, verse 19 says, our name will be taken out of the book of life. So as to whether we add or we subtract, we're going to end in the lake of fire. That is why we need to be extremely careful with the Bible. Now, let's read something from Jeremiah. This is a national caution for Ghana.
from my president, His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Let me remove the excellency. He's my president. Excellency is only God who is excellent. I cannot give him God. Sorry for calling him His Excellency. He's my president. Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. That is all. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 26, from verse 1 down, he said, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord saying, thus saith the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah. Who come to worship in the house is in the Lord's house. All the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word. If so be, they will hearken and turn every man from their evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I have purposed to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if ye will not hearken unto me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servant the prophets, whom I have sent unto you both rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. Ghana is a country God loves very much, like the nation Israel. But the Lord is saying, if Ghana doesn't take time, they will regret. There is one thing I know about God. He punishes his children more than those who are not his children. If you like, go and ask Israel. The Lord punished, I don't know any country in the world which have suffered more than Israel. I don't know any country in the world which has suffered more than Israel. So this, when Jeremiah said it, the Lord said, go and prophesy against the whole nation. The kings, the priests. And when he said that, listen to verse 11, the same Jeremiah 26. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes and to all the people, saying, this man is worthy to die, for he has prophesied against this city, and he has heard it in your ears. Reverend, we're going to prophesy against Ghana. Everybody in the country. And we know because of that, some of them will be annoyed, but we care less. You cannot kill us before our time, for that one is out. You cannot kill us before our time. It is out. When the time is up, we will die. As to whether we will be slaughtered, as to whether we will be gunned down, as to whether we will be clubbed down, as to whether we will be poisoned, as to whether we will be... Whatever the death comes, we will take it. But before our time comes, no body, no human being, no spirit will be able to kill us. Now let's look at Ezekiel. The same message was given to Ezekiel. We come in to prophesy against the nation. Ghana, because we've gone against the Lord. We've gone against Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 2, from verse 3 down to verse 7. And he said unto me, son of man, I send thee unto the children of Israel today, Ghana and Christians in general, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers, they have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-necked. I do send thee to them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. And whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall they know that there has been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not be afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though briers and thorns be with thee, and thou doest dwell among scorpions, be not be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they would hear or whether they would forbear. For they are a rebellion. They are most rebellious. God knows that people are rebellious. The nation Ghana is rebellious. The church is rebelling. But yesterday he said we should come to speak. On the day of judgment, get to know, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6, you and me, we cannot say we did not know. Oh God, I did not know. It's a lie. He said, for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. He didn't say, for lack of knowledge, I will consider my people. That is not what he said. He said, for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. So dear brother, dear sister, dear president, dear politician, dear king, dear man of God, on the day of judgment, you and me cannot go and stand before God and say, I did not know. When you sing in the national anthem, is God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong. Bold to defend for the cause of freedom. Bold. Now, the national anthem of Ghana starts with God bless our. Yeah. So meaning, Ghana, we know God is supreme. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Our national pledge ends with so help me God. So we believe as a country that it is only God who can help us. Meaning God is supreme. Okay. Brethren, when we go into our constitution, the constitution of Ghana, which was written and brought out on the 8th of May 1992, but by flight, Lieutenant General Rawlings, and gazetted notification on the 15th of May 1992, the preamble of the Constitution of Ghana, let's get to know this, the Constitution of Ghana is the highest authority in Ghana, not the President of Ghana, not the executive, not anybody, it is the Constitution. And listen, our Constitution preamble begins, the first sentence of the Constitution is, in the name of the Almighty God. Meaning, the laws of Ghana is even subjected to God. That is why, brethren, I say, find a lawyer who fears God. I will want him to explain some of these things to me. Unless then they are going to change the constitution of Ghana. If not, and our constitution begins with, in the name of the Lord God Almighty. And now we are setting rules which are contrary to God. Then the Supreme Court must be ready to decide such cases. That again, brethren, I look into the various oaths that our men and women in this country, they are supposed
to swear,
to swear in. We have the oath of allegiance, the presidential oath, the vice presidential oath, the judicial oath, members of Council of State of Cabinet of Ministers of State of Secrecy of Official of the Speakers of MPs of Auditor Generals of Brethren. When I look at all these oaths I'm talking about, it starts like this. I having been appointed of the Republic of Ghana, in the name of the Almighty God, swear. So the President, the Vice President, the Chief Justice, the Speaker of Parliament, all of them swear in the name of the Lord God Almighty. In the first place, even they are not supposed to swear, but once they have put it in the Constitution, if you swear in the name of the Lord God Almighty, and now you are making rules under the same Constitution, against the Bible, which is the book of the Lord God Almighty, which one is going to stand? It's a question I'm asking them. It's a question I'm asking them. If God should put the Bible aside and decide to use just the national anthem, the national pledge, and the oath that this our politicians took to judge them, can they still qualify for heaven? If God decides, I won't use the Bible. Let me put the Bible aside. Let me take the off you people swear. I'm asking just the off they swear. If God is going to use it to judge Nana Akufo-Addo, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, all the MPs, the politicians, the king, the leadership, are they sure? If Ghanaians, we are using the national pledge, the national anthem, to judge me and you, putting the Bible aside, can we qualify? Let me tell you this. Everyone listening, that's why I call this, it's a national caution. A national caution for Ghana. You have positions. You have authority. You have power on earth. But they are temporal. They are very temporal. Tell Nana Akufo-Addo. Tell Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Tell former President Mahama, for them, they know it is temporary because they are former. Position is temporary. Our president and others should get to know this. The highest you can go is 8 years. The person who has stayed on the seat of Ghana for long is former president, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Wallace. Constitutional rule, 8 years, and other years in military rule. Nanadu can never get to the level of, how do you call it, former President JJ. But where is he at now? Where is former President Kufuor now? Where are they? So Nanadu should get to know this. A day is coming. You get off the seat. And anybody who come on the seat, a day will come, you go off the seat. And after going off the seat, you know you have judgment before God. Let's go into the Bible. Pharaoh, King Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, Pontius Pilate, King Solomon, King Herod, where are they? Where are they? They've all died and gone. Let's come into Africa. Idi Amin, Sani Abacha, Mobutu Sese Seku, Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, where are they? Let us come to our own Ghana. Osagyefo, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, Achampo, Dr. Hillary Liman, Akweje, the Bases, and others. Where are they? And as I mentioned, Friend Lieutenant Joe Rollins, John Ejekum Kufuor, as President Mahama, all of them, where are they? So Nana Kukwadu should know that a day will come, he will become an ex-president. And where is Professor Mose? He was a sitting president, he died. Anything can happen. I am saying all this to bring back the memories of our president and all other people, for them to know they should not joke with God. They should not joke with God. Make every rule you want to make, we care less. We're going to survive. With all the rules you're making, you know you don't have peace. Do we know what is about to happen in Ghana? We are not scaring anybody. But I tell you, the Lord is anointed. The Lord is anointed. First, let's see Hebrews. To all of us. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. What does the word of God say? Hebrews 9, 27. He said, and as it is appointed unto men to die once, after his judgment. He says, the president, the vice president, speaker of parliament, pastors, men of God, children, Muslim, Buddhist, traditionalists, a day is coming, you will die. A day is coming, I will die. And come before Jesus. And now, many of you, because you have position, you have accumulated wealth. So you want to do everything to hold on to position. Some want to do on everything to come on to position. Why? Because you want to get wealth. 1 Timothy 6, verse 7. 1 Timothy 6, verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we will carry nothing out of it. We brought nothing into this world. It is certain. Tell our leaders, tell people in authority, tell people with wealth, that it is certain they are taking nothing out. So the selling, you are selling your soul to the devil, just to hold on to power, just to come to power, just to get property, and stupidity to the highest extreme. It is foolishness, because you are taking nothing out. When you read Ecclesiastes, let me read that one. The richest king ever, King Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Let's look at verse 15 and verse 16. He said, as he came forth out of his mother's womb, naked shall he return as he He said, naked shall he return to go as he came. He shall take nothing of his labor, which is at labor away. Nobody is taking anything away. Nobody. Verse 16 says, and this also is so evil, that in all points he came, so shall he go. And what profit has he? He said, has he, that he has labored for the wind. So tell our leaders, and those of us fighting for position and money, that all the laboring we are laboring, you are going to leave it here. Mm-hmm. Job 1:21 also says the same thing. But if you don't know, for me, I've said it, politicians, because they believe in all religions, they are antichrist. Politicians, I said it last week, once they believe in all religions, they become antichrist. It doesn't matter whether they go to church or not. They become antichrist. That is what the Bible says. If you are following Satan, you think you are working for Satan. Maybe you don't know the end of Satan. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Revelation 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The devil, Satan, the antichrist, beast, and the false prophet, and all their followers are going to be tormented day and night forever and ever in the lake of fire. So anybody who is reasonable and sensible that you are working for Satan now, you must stop. You must stop. But even apart from that, that is in eternity. If you have not died, and I'm praying you should not die, there is something coming upon you. Dear great man, dear rich man, there is something coming upon you. After you have persecuted the church and killed a lot of us, God will come and avenge his blood. And that day you will leave your mansions, your cars, your properties, even small corona. Many people, a lot of you, to abandon a lot of your things. You are running away from your households and your own children. If your own dad cough, pay what, you begin to run. My wife left me in a room to go and hide on the toilet for about 30 minutes. When corona came afresh, and I was coughing and sneezing, she left me at mid around 11 to go and hide on the toilet for 30 minutes. Let's look at Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. A day is coming, you leave the castle, you will leave the power. Don't be deceived. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 down. And I beheld when he has opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became, he said, the sun became black as sackcloth of the hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars from heaven fell from on the earth, even as the fig tree cast their untimely fig. He said, when he shaken by a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll, when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of the place. Listen to 15 kings, mighty men, big men. Listen to what is about to happen to you here on earth, before you shall again be tormented in the lake of fire. Today, repent from occultism. Today, repent from satanism. They will want to blackmail you if you want to come out. Come out and let them blackmail you so that you get disgrace and go to heaven. But if you want to protect your image because of small blackmail, you'll be tormented day and night in the lake of fire. But here on earth too, you are going to be tormented. Listen to verse 15. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man, hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountain. Dear President, dear Vice President, dear MP, dear MC, dear opposition leader, dear King, a day is coming that you are going to hide in rocks and mountains. You will leave the Chevrolet. You will leave the Benz. You will leave the Jaguar. You will leave the Hammer. You will leave the Range Rover and go and hide in the rocks and in the mountain. Do you know what you're going to do? Verse 16 says, and said unto the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. The wrath of Jesus is coming. After you are killed us, when you read the same Revelation chapter 6 from verse 9, they killed a lot of Christians. So from verse 12, the Lord decided to come and pay them back. Dear politician, dear king, dear leader, who think you are working for Satan against the church, I tell you and I promise you this. You are going to suffer here. And you will suffer in the lake of fire. And because we don't want you to suffer, that is why we are warning you to repent. Now and today, listen to me. For those of us, John 3:16-18, what did Jesus say? He came to save lives. He came to save lives. That is what he did. If only you believe, you are going to be saved. John 3:16. First Peter, let me read it. Is it First Peter or Second Peter? I'm sure it may be Second Peter. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10. If you are fighting for this world, listen to what is coming to happen to this world. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord, that is the day Jesus is coming to pick his own, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Those of us on earth, let us listen to this. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. The earth and everything in the earth is going to be burned up. So if you sell your soul to Satan to get the entire earth and it is going to be burned, is that not stupidity? Is that not foolishness? That is why Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what shall it profit him? This is what Jesus is saying. And for us, the children of God, it doesn't matter what is coming ahead. Because when you read Revelation chapter 21, Revelation 21 from verse 1 down, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Dear politician, dear king, who is selling your soul for this earth? If even death doesn't come, this earth and heaven will pass away. And the new heaven and earth, there is no more sea. There wouldn't be sea for Miami water to go and get any place to stay. He said, and I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Listen to verse 4. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things is passed away. We are looking for a city whereby there will be no more pain. That is why we should be ready to endure every pain here. Dear politicians and people who have sold your soul to the devil, listening to this, in hell, the people who brought a little and more people to hell, when they get to hell, they get the reward of hell. And the reward of hell is punishment. So they will receive the highest punishment. Let me take it again. In hell, the reward there is punishment. So if you are able to send a lot of people to hell, when you get there, you will be rewarded more and you get a lot of punishment. But in heaven, the reward there is happiness and joy. So when you send a lot of people to heaven, you will get a lot of joy in heaven. Dear politicians, who are causing people to backslide with your laws? In Luke 17:1-2, Jesus said, offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom offense will come. In Matthew 26:24, in Mark 14:21, in Luke 22:22, in Luke 22:22, Jesus Christ said, I will go, I am going to be betrayed, but woe unto the man who betray me. Truly, truly, the false prophet will work. But if you allow the false prophet to use you, then you are doomed. Now, let me come on this floor, then I finish. Now, it is compulsory wearing of masks. Brethren, I've talked about it. Between 4 to 10 years, or 12,000 to 60,000 Ghana cedis, or both, for masks. That's it for masks. Then, if we get to the time of vaccine, we get to the time of vaccine and chip, what do you think is going to happen? The men of God who were clapping for our president, I believe this time too, you'll be clapping. You continue to clap, Abby. This is what is coming. This law has made provision. When the vaccine comes, that is what is going to happen. And you know the consequences. If you don't take the vaccine, you will become a public enemy. You will become an enemy of the state. Mm-hmm. You will lose your rights and all privileges.
Yeah.
You will lose all your properties. So if you could remember last week, I said sensible people who have a lot of properties must begin selling them now to use it for the work of God, to give it to the poor, the widows, the orphans, and support the spread of the gospel. Because you lose every property. If you don't take the mark, you will lose it. We will go into prison. We will be tortured. We will be killed. We will live under deplorable conditions. I remember, as an army Takwa, when I bought that the car, Ford, I paid my price. When the bus was about to move, the Ford, they told us, if you don't wear masks, we'll drop you and give you your money.
Hey.
The Lord prompted me that, yeah, a time is coming at the time of the vaccine. That will be compulsory.
Yeah.
And the trip, you cannot travel again. So people in other countries, if you don't take time and the compulsory vaccination begins, then it is either you are going to remain there, or you want to take the mark and come, and that will be fatal. We cannot travel. You cannot go to hospital. You don't have the chip. You cannot report to the police. So somebody can jam you, beat you, do everything to you. You cannot go to police. You cannot go to military. My dear man of God, woman of God, it is time to repent. It is the great tribulation we are beginning. Correct yourself immediately and tell your people you were wrong. You did not write the Bible. You are a human being. We are human beings. We make mistakes. Tell them you were wrong. It is great tribulation before rapture. I've told you the series are available. I will send them to you free, English or Greek. Lend them and keep them to your people so that together we can work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. The number again is 0204-200-444. Like in this program, you can come and buy airtime on Spirit, on other radio stations for us, and we are hosting it. There are people that will repent. You will get your reward in heaven. The money in the bank account, as we played the last week tape, they are going to seize it. They will seize your properties. Why don't you use it for the word of God now? Brother, may Jesus Christ be with us. Amen.
Amen. You know, this message from one of our listeners says, Brother, could you please the book? Okay. Those who still want the book, you can send me a message, 0244 on WhatsApp, 0244-638-757. You can send me a message and I'll send it to you. And then he says, do you know last week Sunday I visited the top leader of my church after serving, and I brought the discussion on the great tribulation before the rapture. he didn't believe it until I had a short discussion with him using scriptures. I thank God for your guidance. We thank God for that. You know, sometimes when you see the tribulation that Jesus was referring to after the tribulation of those days, he was referring to the difficult times, the persecution that is coming upon the body of Christ. He was not referring to the trumpets judgments and then the bowl judgments in the book of Revelation. Those were not the ones he was referring to. What Jesus was referring to in Matthew 24, he didn't mention the sea turning red and the things happening that will happen, the trumpet judgments and then the bowl judgments. He didn't mention
that.
Yeah, he was saying the greatness is based on, because it's going to be worldwide. That is great because it's worldwide.
And very intensive.
Uh-huh. So the persecution of the church is what he's referring to as the great tribulation that is coming upon the church. And it has never been so before and never will it be so again. Mm-hmm. That's what he was talking about. Jesus didn't talk about the seven trumpets, the judgment, seven bowl judgments. He didn't talk about those ones. So how then can we say that the tribulation he's referring to was that one in the book of Revelation? What he talked about, people should take their Bibles and study it after this program or tomorrow, whatever. Matthew 24 lines up with Revelation chapter 6. You do a personal study and you see it yourself. He was talking about the seals, the seven seals. That's what is in Matthew 24. So if you do a real study of Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and then Revelation chapter 6, you realize that this was what Jesus was talking about. He didn't talk about the seven trumpets. He didn't talk about the seven bowls. So why do we force to say that the tribulation he was talking about is the seven trumpets and the seven bowls, which the Christians are not going to see anyway? We are not going to see that one. The wrath of God comes, you read it, Revelation 6, the last verse, that the great day of his wrath has come. At that time, the rapture has happened. So the Christians are not going to see the wrath of God. It's the tribulation. I mean, the persecution. That's what Jesus was. So let's get things right. And let's teach the right things to people.
That
one, we will not be here.
We
will not be here. So interesting times we live in. But I thank God that people are getting aligned to it, and because the truth is, if you don't get to know the sequence right, and things start heating up, and that's why I said the love of many will grow cold. Paul also said the falling away. This last week, a pastor in the US was talking that the falling away even means the rapture, and apostasy. Which is depart, he says now that depart can also mean the rapture. You see, they are forcing. Because you see, the system is now becoming difficult to explain, so they are forcing everything just to suit something which you can't explain. Christians, let's get back into the Bible. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Get back to the Bible, let the Holy Spirit teach you. And we are seeing things. The things we are seeing, I mean, we are there. We are seeing things. And gradually, so people are becoming, people are asking questions in their minds. So where are we now?
Telling what is ahead to come. It's no
small issue. Because if, that's what I'm saying. If nose mask can be 4 to 10 years, then what about the vaccine?
There's no nose will open your nose. To tell you what is ahead to come.
God willing, next week.